Want to talk to James? Send him an email at james@thedailynote.net. This is The Daily Note.
Hello and welcome back to The Daily Note Live. I'm James A. Brown. Thanks for joining me. We've been talking about this number that from Pew Research. 53% of Americans say their fellow citizens have bad morals. And we just worked through a few of the moral questions where Americans aren't especially harsh. In fact, we're middle of the pack on some things. In particular, things like pot, things like gambling. These things, we're more permissive than other societies. And what I've been trying to gather is how we came to the conclusion that our neighbors are morally bad when we don't know our neighbors. Many of us couldn't tell each other who our next door neighbors are, what their names are. I don't think we're the bad people we think we are. So let's say I'm right here, you know. Let's say, just walk with me for a moment. If we don't really know our neighbors, increasingly the data points us in that direction. How do we come to the conclusion that our neighbors are bad? Who sold us on this verdict? How did we get to this point of view? We didn't do it alone. We didn't wake up one morning and start thinking that, hey, that all of our neighbors are morally bad. Someone or something put that in our heads. And I think we are part of that culprit, part of that apparatus that led us in that direction. And here's the conclusion I came to. I think we've retreated. We pulled back into our social bubbles, our echo chambers, our deep reservoir of ours of tailored content. And the more that we retreat, the more that we become wary of anyone or anything that contradicts what we already believe, we've become increasingly alone. And I don't mean it as a metaphor. I mean literally. Fewer of us are married. Fewer of us are in relationships. Fewer of us belong to a church or a club or a league. Fewer of us know the name of our, you know, our mechanic. And when you're alone, you lose the thing that used to protect you from bad information about other people, you know, experience, time around them. And when you become absorbed in your own political, social, ethical dogma, and you don't see evidence to the contrary, you can't help but be swallowed by it. You can't help but be captured by the thought, by the ideas, by the feelings that come with being alone, the feelings that come with being angry. if all you see that people around you are doing bad things, and you assume that those people disagree with you politically, socially, they live a different lifestyle than you do, then you become angry. You become wary. You don't want to deal with them. You begin to do some of the things that we have done culturally over the last decade or so. For those of you who listen to the Daily Note often or read the Daily Note on Newsbreak and other places, you probably heard me rant on about how we're reshuffling. And here, for those of you who are new to the concept, I'll explain. We, as a culture, go through periods where we become more mobile and less mobile. And we're in this sort of weird interregnum period where through the aughts in the 20-teens, we have moved into pockets, mostly politically driven and some economic. I think, well, both political and economic, usually those are tied together, but we have moved into these pockets where we are we're surrounded by people and laws that reflect who we believe we are. So we see this in politics with blue pockets becoming bluer and red pockets becoming redder. So, and take a state like New York, counties are red counties are ruby, ruby, red, and blue counties are blue, 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 blue. And there's very few purple people out there left like me, at least not in these worlds. We're going to have our own purple island somewhere. I hope you join me. And I think part of that is this sort of strange, at least to me, belief that we are more, that people who disagree with you are morally wrong. Not just they disagree, not just that they've come to a different conclusion, maybe their religion or their personal philosophy is just different from yours. No, that people who disagree with you are amoral or just morally wrong. That they're morally defective. Now, in the Pew data from this study, I think it's most striking when we start to look at Democrats and Republicans. Democrats and people who lean Democratic, so we're talking progressives, liberals, are likely to say that Americans have bad morals than Republicans are. 60% versus 46%. And before anyone makes this purely partisan, Pew found the same pattern in more than half the country surveyed. In country after country, the people whose party are out of power are more likely to say their fellow citizens are morally bad. Now, this is terrible, terrible logic. And this, for me, this is one of the most chilling parts of all of this. It makes me concerned for the future of democracy. The fact that we believe that because someone has chosen a different party, because someone has chosen a different kind of outcome for your election, whether it's Donald Trump or Javier Milei or it's Kamala Harris or, you know, whoever, that you don't just disagree with the outcome, you start questioning the character of the people who voted differently than you do. That I find terrifying. Because winning or losing an election doesn't change your neighbors. Apparently, it's changing how we see them. I believe this is louder because our media environment amplifies the loss. It turns every political outcome into a moral emergency. Every election isn't just an election. It is the most important election of your lifetime. And look, I'm not saying voting is not important. I mean, if you want to vote, vote all you want. But I'm saying that simply because you vote one way doesn't make you a terrible person. But this is the conclusion we've come to. And I think this is something that we should be very, very wary about as time goes on. Because I feel like this is the kind of thing that can wear on a society. And make an already tense culture even tenser. It's kind of terrifying, honestly, once you think about it. And look, I'm not excusing either side here. This isn't a Republican problem or a Democrat problem. This is an everybody problem, because someone is going to lose power at some point unless we end up in a one side state. And I don't think anybody really wants that. At least I don't. This is the Daily Note. I'm James A. Brown. More in a minute.